Religion on the Line, 2 hours of exploration into the world of spirituality. Whether it's the basics of faith or the hot-button issues of the day, talk about it now, 576-7710. And now, Religion on the Line.
Good morning, Kansas City. You are listening to Religion on the Line, your early morning, Sunday morning radio religion talk show. You can join the conversation by calling us at 576-7710 or emailing us at 576-7710@gmail.com. I am Deacon John Perk with the Diocese of Kansas City, Missouri, St. Joseph. And in the studio live with me is
Rabbi Alan Londi of the New Reformed Temple.
And Alan, where is the New Reformed Temple? Missouri, Kansas?
It's Missouri.
And is it on the south or the north end of town?
It's on the south end of town. It's in a Waldo area.
We're in Waldo. I used to live in Waldo. I used to live at 75th and Walnut.
We are on the corner of Main Street and Gregory.
Main and Gregory. Okay. I know where that is.
It's a very important landmark in Missouri.
Yeah. And there is... and are we also joined by Barry Fries?
I'm pretty sure you are.
Yeah, Barry, okay.
Hi, Barry.
Good morning, Rabbi.
Barry, where are you calling from? Introduce yourself.
Oh, well, I'm in Kansas City, but I have an obligation where I've got to be at work, at church earlier than usual and doing a specific thing with the youth. So I'm using this method today. So Blue Ridge Boulevard United Methodist Church youth are going to experience Bible baseball, which is a trivia game I made up, and you can use any kind of trivia cards. So we're gonna have fun with that this morning.
So are you gonna take them through the Abbott and Costello? Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know. Who's on third?
Well, I think you just got deeper into that than I know. So probably not.
Well, Alan is educating me on things that I don't know, and he tells me that Rosh Hashanah is coming up, and they will be celebrating the year 5,775.
Correct.
Alan, why don't you tell us what year that means?
Well, I mean, Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year. Originally in the Bible, it was the day of the blowing of the shofar, the ram's horn. But over time, Rosh Hashanah became a day which is the beginning of a 10-day period of repentance leading to Yom Kippur. And Rosh Hashanah is really the celebration of creation. There's a Hebrew phrase, Hayom Harat Olam, today is the birthday of the world. So Rosh Hashanah is this incredible day of hope where we Jews affirm creation and affirm that God is the source of morality and justice, and it's one of our big days. You know, what's nice is it's a real positive day because it's really a celebration of the very existence of human beings and of life. So it not only has a Jewish significance, it really has a universal significance for us.
And you say it's the 10 days of repentance. What kind of repentance ceremonies or contrition ceremonies will take place? And repent from what?
Well, I mean, during the year, there is the understanding that people drift away from the right path. And Rosh Hashanah, the period between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, is an opportunity for people to repent. The Hebrew word is tshuva, which means to turn or turn back to the right path. And in the Jewish community, repentance is more interpersonal. You know, tradition tells us that if you sin against God, the sin is forgiven automatically. But the real work of the High Holiday period is turning to your neighbor in identifying where you've wronged them in some way, confessing it, to ask for their forgiveness, and to make a pledge that in the future you're not going to do it again. So,
well, what would the objective standard be that determines whether you've offended your neighbor? Would it be the Ten Commandments? Would it be the law?
I think it could be a broad level of things. It could be anywhere from publicly embarrassing somebody, saying something that is hurtful, being alienated from a person, you know, some kind of fight or something that's prevented you from having a good relationship with them, some kind of interfamily issue. I mean, it can be a variety of things, anything that disrupts the natural relationship that we should have with each other. If that gets off the track, we have a responsibility to try to mend that. And instead of doing it in some generality, the laws of repentance that exist in Judaism give you a kind of step-by-step approach to how we change and how we repent. And the interesting thing is that repentance is understood to be completed when you've so changed that you're not going to do it again. So if I say to you, oh, John, forgive me for doing such and such, and you say, I forgive you, and then I go out and do it again, I haven't repented. So it's really about inner transformation of the human being. And if it works correctly, it's a really powerful community force for healing. And obviously, it's for us, the center of the Jewish year.
Now, you say it's this powerful force. Does the person have to go to the person they've offended and ask for forgiveness?
Yes.
Okay.
It's face-to-face, and it can't be in generalities. I can't say, John, if I've offended you, blah, 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 I need to be very specific about it. There's no blanket, forgive me. It's very precise because in Jewish tradition, the particulars are very important.
Now, if I offend you and know that you're offended, but I don't know why I offended you, then
you don't know why?
Yes. For instance, what if another person is taking offense and I'm not aware that I've offended someone? Do you have the responsibility as the person who feels offended to come to me and say, you offended me?
Yes, in a gentle way.
Okay.
You know, it's interesting. Last night, we began the kind of penitential period with a ceremony called Slichot, and the entire Jewish community came together to kind of begin this period of repentance. And the class that I taught was exactly on that topic. What happens if you've done something and you're not aware of it? And how can I appropriately and gently bring to your attention that you've done something that has offended me? And the balance is we're obligated to do that, but in Jewish tradition, you never do something that's going to lead to humiliation and embarrassment of the person. That's considered as if you actually killed that person. So you have to balance it. Hopefully you have a relationship with somebody that allows you to say to them, hey, maybe you don't remember this, but what you did at that time was very hurtful. And in normal intercourse among people, people are very open to that, and they say, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't realize that, but if that's what happened, I take ownership of it and I ask your forgiveness. It's a very beautiful process, and it's not just supposed to happen for 10 days. It's something that should be happening 365 days of the year, but during this time of the year, we put special focus in on that.
So a person would look at the relationships in their life where there's a lack of peace and joy between persons.
Absolutely.
And then that's the place to start.
Absolutely, but I mean, it can get even worse. I mean, you know, you can rob a bank, God forbid, and you could forget the legal issues that you're confronting, but on a spiritual issue, you have to ask forgiveness of the person you've offended, and if it's an economic thing, you have to make restitution.
Is there a multiplier for the restitution, or is it 1-to-1?
Well, before we get into that, that's a great question, because if I don't take a break now, Rick will have a hard time forgiving me. And so we will be back with Barry's question about restitution and if there's a multiplier.
KCMO, Kansas City's home of Michael Savage.
They've confused sexual liberation with far more important liberations, and that's a great, great scam in order to imprison an entire generation, which is to turn them all into sexually promiscuous beings and then tell them do whatever they want and let them think they're free, and then to hobble them with socialism.
The Savage Nation, weekdays 2 till 5 on KCMO, Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM. We are Talk Radio, KCMO, Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
This is Mark Comfort, owner of Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours and Travel. Just to remind you that when you're ready for a vacation, Cruise Holidays has the best deals and the most knowledge to help you find the perfect vacation. And Comfort Tours and Travels has the best deals and the most knowledge on all-inclusive vacations. So when you're ready for a great deal on a great vacation, call Cruise Holidays or Comfort Tours at 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500 or cruiseholidayskc.com.
A couple of weeks ago, we had some friends over outside grilling, enjoying the weather with the kids outside playing. Soon, the subject turned to our neighbor's new siding installed on their home. It didn't take long for the subject to turn to our home, and as I looked around my house, I realized I definitely needed to do something, as our friend so eloquently pointed out. Definitely a little embarrassing. Well, nonetheless, I started the dreaded process of talking with companies and getting estimates. I soon found out that all siding isn't created equal. My friends at Amazing Siding have a very unique product. Their acrylic siding looked better, felt stronger, their insulation thicker, more energy efficient, and their warranty was just unbelievable. After doing my due diligence, it was a no-brainer. But don't take my word for it. Just give Amazing Siding a call and see for yourself. Some of the best discounts of the year are going on right now with great financing options. Don't let your home suffer through another brutal winter. Call Amazing Siding and Infinity from Marvin at 913-661-0900 or on the web at AmazingSidingKC.com.
You may have heard these words at some point. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. These are words attributed to Christ Jesus. What is this truth that can bring freedom from fear, illness, worry, and suffering? And what does it mean to know that truth? Hear how people were freed from illness and suffering as they learn more about the truth of being on the next radio edition of the Christian Science Sentinel, Sunday morning at 8:30 on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
Introducing the YMCA. What, you already know the why? Or so you think. Sure, you know the why for a swim, a workout, even a game of hoops. But did you know we're more than that? We're a cause. When you take your jump shot at the why, someone else is getting job training. Take a cardio class while kids are in an after-school enrichment program. Practice your downward-facing dog as a teen practices her leadership skills. That's the why. We work with people no matter their age, income, or background, and give them the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive, all with one simple goal in mind, to strengthen our community. And we've got so much more that does just that. So while you might think of the Y as that place for lifting weights, we're also about lifting entire communities. Introducing the Y. We're so much more than a place. We're a cause. Visit ymca.net/more.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals, because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
You're the type who likes to seize the day, all 30 of them, during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times the Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better, by 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
KCMO, Kansas City's home of Mark Levin.
You have to do a better job.
Weekdays 5 to 8 on KCMO, Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
And we are back. You're listening to Religion on the Line on KCMO 710 and now on FM 103.7. I am Deacon John Perk with the Diocese of Kansas City, Missouri, St. Joseph, and in the studio with me is
Rabbi Alan Londy of the New Reformed Temple with
Pastor Barry Fries of BlueRidgeChurch.org.
Barry,
good morning.
Good morning, Barry. What kind of reconciliation takes place in the Baptist Church?
Well, you know, you'd have to ask a Baptist for that, John. You know, being a Methodist, I'm not sure. And the question, you know, and I was thinking, I have it somewhere in a memory where Alan, there's a passage, and I can't cite it, that there's a 4 times multiplier on restitution, and I don't know if that's a specific situation or it applies in a more broad way.
Well, that's a biblical concept when it has to do with. When you're actually stealing.
Okay. As opposed to simply messing up.
Yeah, I don't... In terms of the process of tshuva, the process of repentance, any legal thing and that you need to do to make restitution, you need to do it. In other words, I can't come to you and say... I'm sorry for doing this. You give me forgiveness. Unless I fixed it, there's no repentance. It's not verbal. The verbal exchange is supposed to lead to actions that repair the situation. I mean, it's a very optimistic idea that you find in Judaism that that people are. Capable of acknowledging where they have gotten off the path, and they are able to go through a process of interpersonal repair. It's a very incredible concept, and I would argue it's one of the most important values and ideals that Judaism has contributed to world religion, because it's really very empowering. Because it says, I, as an individual, have the ability in my life to A, make changes, and B, to fix things. It can be an incredibly painful time of the year when you confront your flaws. But at the same time, if you do it right, it's really a rebirth. It's saying, I have a new chance. I have a new opportunity. The year, I mean, we're in a new year. I can change my life.
It's a powerful
It's extremely powerful. And if you think about it, if people could take this concept seriously and apply it meticulously to their lives, we change the world. I mean, this is that's how important it is.
Yeah, without getting specific, there's certainly faces that come to my mind. I guess you'd say in this case, both coming and going, folks that I would need to go to, and folks that I sure would hope would come to me, that would really make a big difference.
And there's one other factor which is very beautiful, and that is, if someone comes to you and they are authentically contrite and they do want to make amends, after four times of their trying to do that in sincerity, if you refuse to forgive them, then it's your sin. You take owner of it. Because we're supposed to live in this world with a sense of optimism that people are sincere, and we never want to get in the way of a person's ability or desire to change their life. So it goes both ways.
You know, one of my favorite sayings in the Psalms is, and if you keep doing these things, I'll bring them up before your eyes. I guess that's the psalmist. I think that's God speaking to the psalmist in that particular verse. And I know for myself, when I lack a tremendous amount of God's peace, and what seems to be right before my eyes are my faults or my sins, my imperfections and weaknesses, they're right there, and I just can't seem to get rid of them because they're just always right there before my eyes. And then for myself, in what I do with it is we have a devotion, a daily devotion called the Mass, and in the Mass I'm offering up whatever is right there before my eyes, in union with the sacrifice that's taking place on our altar. And mystically enough, it goes away after I receive what we consider the body and blood of Christ. And I was just wondering whether that is a verse that is emphasized for an interior growth, Alan, or not? That verse, if you keep doing these things, I'll bring them up before your eyes. And how does that work?
Yeah, Judaism takes a little different approach here, insofar as a sin between me and God, some ritual infraction, some dimension that governs my relationship with God, the tradition says God forgives you. There's no need for choreography. We have a loving God who accepts us for who we are. But in Jewish tradition, God is not directly part of this repentance process. In other words, if I've offended another person, I can't go to God for forgiveness. The only person who can create forgiveness is my ability to seek the forgiveness of another person.
Well, Alan, you hear that music, right?
I love that music.
You're going to have to forgive me because we have to take a hard break.
Okay, good.
The last one was a soft break. This is a hard break. And we'll be back.
You got it.
Religion on the Line.
The KCMO Morning Show with Greg Knapp.
Coming up Monday on the show, should your son and daughter be required to blow into a breathalyzer before they go to a dance, even if there's no suspicion they've been drinking? One high school says yes. We'll get you the details. And is Apple about to change the way you buy things and finally get to that cashless society? And is that a good thing? KCMO Morning Show.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9 on KCMO Talk Radio 710. And now 103.7 FM.
Because of thick smoke,
if the planes can't get in there to see where they're dropping,
and also do it safely, they're not going to fly. So unfortunately, it becomes all the work is going to be done strictly by the ground crew.
CAL FIRE spokesperson Lynn Tolmikoff, that fire started a week ago, allegedly by an arsonist. At least 2,800 people evacuated from the area so far. NASA and SpaceX celebrating the private company's fourth successful rocket launch.
From what I can tell, at first glance, everything was really perfect.
Chief Launch Engineer Hans Koenigsmann, the unmanned SpaceX Falcon 9 cargo ship lifting off earlier this morning from Cape Canaveral in Florida, expected to arrive at the International Space Station on Tuesday with a load of about 5,000 pounds of supplies. Fox News. We report. You decide.
The KCMO forecast from KCTV 5.
Our chances for showers and thunderstorms will decrease after midnight as temperatures fall into the low 60s by your Sunday morning with northerly winds between 5 and 10 miles per hour. Sunday is shaping up to be a gorgeous day with lots of sunshine. Light northerly winds will stay with us and temperatures by your Sunday afternoon will reach into the mid-70s. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Haley Shulman.
Hey, this is Greg Knapp, and fall brings a lot of falling leaves and a lot of them get in your gutter. How would you like to remove gutter cleaning from your chore list forever? Just call up my guys at LeafGuard. See, at LeafGuard, they have the one-piece gutter system. The gutter and the cover all in one piece. Other gutter solutions use covers or screens. They pop into your existing old gutter. Sometimes they even make the clogging problem worse. But LeafGuard comes with a lifetime, transferable, no-clog warranty. If anything ever goes wrong, they come out with their ladders, climb up and check it out for you. You can get 60% off labor and a $100 gas card with a whole home gutter system. They even have special financing with no payments and no interest for 12 months. It's available for qualified buyers. Don't risk life and limb to clean your gutters. Get LeafGuard and you never have to do that chore again. Get a free gutter analysis and find out if LeafGuard is right for your home. 913-204-0001. 913-204-0001. It's 913-204-0001 for LeafGuard. Hey, this is Greg Knapp, host of the KCMO Morning Show, and I'm with Chris Butler, portfolio manager with Butler, Lance, and Wagler, and host of Capitalist Pigs. Chris, I know you've recently collaborated with a hedge fund consultant to develop an investment strategy you call an all-weather approach. Now, what does that mean?
That's a great question, Greg. An all-weather investment approach is a way to navigate in any economic environment, both bull markets and bear, boom and bust. It incorporates strategies that hedge funds have employed for decades, previously only open to the very wealthy. We can now employ those same strategies for the average investor.
That sounds really interesting to me. Now, why is this timely now?
Well, first, the number of boom-bust cycles is likely going to intensify in the future. And second, statistically, current stock market valuations don't bode well for returns over the next 10 years. So investors need a strategy for this landscape.
All right. So how can listeners learn more about this all-weather approach?
Well, they can go to investontrack.com and download that free report. Again, that's investontrack.com.
KCMO. We don't just give you a bunch of static. We give you an outlet. KCMO Talk Radio 710. Now on FM at 103.7.
Good morning. You are listening to Religion on the Line right here at KCMO 710 AM and on FM 103.7. I am John Perk with the Diocese of Kansas City, Missouri, St. Joseph, and in the studio with me is
Rabbi Alan Londi of the New Reform Temple with
Pastor Barry Fries, Blue's Boulevard, United Methodist Church. You know, I feel like I should probably apologize to him. I gave him a smart aleck response when we were talking about essentially what the Protestant view is on forgiveness. So John, I hope you'll forgive me for responding that way. But you know,
I'm unaware that I was offended.
Okay, good. Well, that's great, Rabbi. John, I didn't know you lived at 75th and Walnut for a while. We lived in the 7400 block of Walnut for a while. So,
I was there 5 years down the street from St. Elizabeth's.
Yeah. We communicated with the St. East folks a lot. They'd park on the street to pick up their kids. It was always a good time of the day. You know, I noticed New Reform Temple some years back, but it looks lovely. Did some landscaping, you know, on a terrace there, or that be west of the building.
Yes.
I trust that went well. It's lovely to drive by. Was there a particular focus there?
It was just to create some wonderful, beautiful space there. It's gotten a lot of recognition in the city for its beauty. It's just really a very peaceful place to be, even though we're on Gregory and Main Street. And we use it sometimes during the Jewish holidays, especially in the fall holidays. It's just a lovely place. And our congregation has worked hard to make it happen, and there's a great deal of pride about it. So I thank you for that comment.
Well, you're most welcome. Do I understand, and somebody told me this, and maybe it, you know, it's certainly possible I'm wrong, is New Reform Temple the remaining Jewish congregation physically in the city of Kansas City?
Yes. And I have claimed that I am the chief rabbi of Kansas City. But, you know, it's self-appointed.
Yeah.
If you want to talk to the mayor, maybe he could get me a certificate or something.
Now, what about north of the river? No synagogues north of the river?
No.
Really?
And it's amazing that when people are looking for congregations, and there are Jewish people all over metropolitan Kansas City, we're often the closest one for those people who live in the North Country.
Okay. Is there a story behind that commitment to stay at Gregory in Maine?
It's a story based on a philosophy. The people who created a New Reform Temple had some very specific ideas about what the emphasis of Jewish tradition should be. And they were very influenced by the prophetic values of Judaism, that mm-hmm. the ideas of social justice and commitment to community and commitment to helping others. And there was a feeling that we're not going to abandon Kansas City. We're going to be partners in making Kansas City, you know, a great city, to be part of the renewal of Kansas City. And I'm very proud of the fact that our members, so many of them, are not only involved deeply in the congregation, but are very involved in every aspect of the cultural and social and life of the community, because they're really committed. We want Kansas City to be a great city, and that's where we started, and we respect what other congregations did in terms of moving mostly to Overland Park, but we're proud to be in Missouri, and we're proud to be in Kansas City, and I think it's a philosophical and religious commitment that we have.
Well, being the chief rabbi of Kansas City, Missouri, I've been in an Orthodox service. Can you take us through a service agenda that would take place in the New Reform Temple?
The New Reform Temple is a congregation that's service was shaped maybe 100 years ago when German Jews came to the United States. They wanted to create a Judaism that was very accessible to people. And a lot of the changes that were made in the service was to make them much more accessible to people, especially people who didn't have a strong Hebrew background. So you discover in our congregation a normal liturgical order, but there would be a significant amount of English. There'd be a great deal of creative readings. There'd be some alteration of the liturgy to reflect a more universal idea of Jewish ideals. It's very important in our congregation's liturgical life to affirm not only that we have a love of Judaism and the Jewish people, but we're also committed to working and loving our neighbor and building a holy society of people of many faiths. The service would be, I would say, shorter than some other services. But in terms of the traditional liturgy, it would be similar, but with more English. We do have music. Sometimes we have a more informal worship with guitar. And sometimes we have a very formal choir that takes us back to classical Reformed Judaism that started 100 years ago. So you have a mixture at the New Reformed Temple, and we like that because we have a diverse congregation where you have different sensitivities, and we try to create a big tent that allows Jews of different religious sensitivities to dwell together in peace.
Now, would there be an opening of the scroll? Would there be the Torah in the tabernacle?
The tradition of opening the Torah and reading from it is a tradition that is reserved for daytime services. So on a typical Friday night, we do not take out the Torah and read from it because that's just not the normal pattern of religious life, although there are some Reformed congregations that do that. In Jewish tradition, the Torah is taken out and read on the Sabbath afternoon, on Monday and Thursdays, and on Jewish holidays. So for Rosh Hashanah this coming Wednesday, there'll be a specific reading that we do discussing the life of Abraham. And on Yom Kippur, we'll have a similar reading. We also have in our liturgical reading cycle, we always read something from the prophetic literature, which is also a very strong part of our tradition.
Now, I thought Michael Zedek didn't read from the prophetic literature, but I'm probably wrong. And I'll have to ask him that when he's here. Now, during the week, Alan, what kind of service takes place and how long is it? And does it always start at sunrise?
No, it's not a sunrise service. There are certain periods of time when worship can take place. There is a period from sunrise to a certain point in the morning where you can recite the prayer, the morning prayers, which in Hebrew is called shacharit. Then there are the afternoon prayers, which is called mincha, that can be done from a certain point in the afternoon towards sunset. And then there are the evening services, it's called ma'ariv, that takes place after sunset and can be recited really through the night. So that's the normal liturgical pattern. And so in Jewish life, there are three formal prayer services. You know, our congregation has services when we're able to get a sufficient number of people to do it. If you go, for example, to an Orthodox congregation, they will have the formal prayers three times a day because that's a major part of their spiritual and liturgical life.
So do you have to be present at the morning, afternoon, and evening prayer in the synagogue as the rabbi?
Do I personally?
Yes.
When there is an important service, I would certainly be there. Although, in Jewish tradition, you don't need a rabbi to lead services. Anyone who is an adult Jew who has the capabilities of leading the services is empowered to lead services. For example, I have a daughter, Leora, lives in Israel, and she's very capable when it comes to leading services. And she's often engaged by different religious groups in the Tel Aviv area to lead services because she's just very talented in doing it. But she doesn't. You do not have to be a rabbi or some official officiant. But obviously, a rabbi in a congregation wants to be present as much as he or she can be, because the rabbi wants to facilitate community, and often the rabbi has the opportunity to do some teaching during these services. That certainly adds a dimension to the services.
Okay. Barry, you still there?
Pretty sure, John.
What takes place in your congregation? Morning prayer, evening prayer?
Our focus is Sunday worship. In our tradition, the expectation is, well, for instance, our membership promises are that we will support the whatever congregation we're dealing with our prayers, presence, gifts, services, and witness. In the Methodist tradition, of course, the word method comes forward, and there is an expectation of daily prayer on your own.
Can you hold that thought on the method? Because I want to know what the method is.
All right.
And after we take this soft break, we'll be back and we will find out what the method in Methodism is.
KCMO Talk Radio is Mark Levin.
We're a nation with over $100 trillion in unfunded liabilities. We are a nation destroying itself. We are a nation committing suicide. What a bunch of self-defeating morons. That there are an awful lot of stupid people posing as commentators on cable TV.
All this fence-sitting, I can't stand that either. Country's going to hell and we have all these fence-sitters.
Weekdays 5 to 8 on KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
Suburban lawn and garden, growing with you.
Fall is nature's planting time. Warm days and cool nights make fall the time when nature renews, replants, and repairs the damage of the long hot summer. It's the best time of the year for renovating your lawn, and it's the best time for planting shrubs, perennials, and trees. Suburban Lawn and Garden has thousands of fresh plants coming in now from our local farms. When you shop Suburban, you're not just buying from a local company. You're buying locally grown shrubs and trees, which are born knowing how to thrive in our tough Midwestern weather. We guarantee it. And if your lawn does need some tender autumn care, you'll find all the help you need at Suburban with the best grass seed at the lowest prices. Make nature work for you this fall at Suburban. Shop our fall sale and get great prices on perennials, shrubs, trees, and more at all three convenient locations, including our new store in Lenexa. Find us online at suburbanlawnandgarden.com.
Suburban Lawn and Garden, growing with you.
A couple of weeks ago, we had some friends over outside grilling, enjoying the weather with the kids outside playing. Soon, the subject turned to our neighbor's new siding installed on their home. It didn't take long for the subject to turn to our home, and as I looked around my house, I realized I definitely needed to do something, as our friend so eloquently pointed out. Definitely a little embarrassing. Well, nonetheless, I started the dreaded process of talking with companies and getting estimates. I soon found out that all siding isn't created equal. My friends at Amazing Siding have a very unique product. Their acrylic siding looked better, felt stronger, their insulation thicker, more energy efficient, and their warranty was just unbelievable. After doing my due diligence, it was a no-brainer. But don't take my word for it. Just give Amazing Siding a call and see for yourself. Some of the best discounts of the year are going on right now with great financing options. Don't let your home suffer through another brutal winter. Call Amazing Siding and Infinity from Marvin at 913-661-0900 or on the web at AmazingSidingKC.com.
Do you have unwanted items in your home or office, or just want to get rid of things you no longer need? Cerna Brothers can help. Cerna Brothers can clean out an entire estate or simply remove unwanted items from your home or office. Cerna Brothers recycles and donates when possible to reduce the amount it takes to the landfill. Cerna Brothers can help with all your junk and debris needs. Call 913-484-9564 or visit CernaBros.com. That's CernaBros.com, your local junk and debris removal service.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
I have a 70-pound Royal Standard Poodle. Her name is Zelia. And 3 years ago, Zelia's ears were a mess. She would have sticky, gooey, smelly discharge in her ears. We took Zelia to the vet 7 times of $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all. My wife and I are driving, and we hear some people on the radio saying D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
859-428-1000. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days after I started feeding her Dinovite, my dog's ear problems were cured. My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted without pain, and it's because Dinovite made our dog healthy again.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The KCMO Morning Show.
He was not president, and he has not been presidential.
Greg Knapp, mornings 5 to 9 on KCMO. Talk Radio 710, now on FM at 103.7.
And you're listening to Religion on the Line, Kansas City's longest on-air religion program. And you're listening to KCMO, Talk Radio 710, and on FM 103.7. I'm Deacon John Perk with the Diocese of Kansas City, Missouri, St. Joseph, and in the studio with me is...
Rabbi Alan Londi of the New Reformed Temple.
And I'm Pastor Barry Fries from Blue Ridge Boulevard, United Methodist Church.
And the question I had, Barry, was, can you explain for us what the method in Methodism is?
Well, it started off as an insult. Methodist, in terms of our genealogy, it begins with the early days of the church, and then after the split, the Roman Catholic Church, and then after another split, the Church of England. And then John Wesley, one of the founders, was always a Church of England priest. He was also an Oxford Don and taught at Oxford, and he had a group of college folks there that got together and formed, you know, a small group, and they spent a lot of time in Scripture, and they were very active, visibly active, in doing the direct social justice, and by that I mean personal involvement with people, not a you know, starting an organization or something. And there were two insults. One was Bible moth, because they were clear about spending a lot of time in Scripture. The other was Methodist, because it appeared from the folks that saw them that they had a very clear method, which included, you know, working with the poor and serving those in jail and so forth and so on. And so that's the name. It was an insult. Now, what Wesley developed was something called the General Rules, which are pretty simple, really. There's three, and he expounded on each one, but simply put, it's do no harm, do good wherever you can, and follow the ordinances of God. Now, that phrase ordinances is kind of technical, but basically what it means is do the stuff that God says you should do, and know that God is going to bless that. For us, the places where we encounter God would be in prayer, in communion, in worship, in studying the Scripture, and those kinds of things where, in our tradition, we are confident that God will bless those activities and bless the people that do them. So simply put, the method is to do no harm, do good wherever you can, and follow the ordinances of God. In other words, do the things that God says to do, that God's going to bless, and so forth.
Okay, like, I was wondering whether there was some particular method. For instance, the Jesuits from St. Ignatius passed down through the centuries has the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius. There's a method that St. Francis de Sales gives for a soul to move to conversion, and he calls that, in his book, in his book called The Introduction to the Devout Life, it's called preparing yourself for a general confession, and then a summary of the Doctors of the Church and Catholicism have a method that is described in what's called the three ways of the spiritual life, where there's a purgative way, a repentance period, and then there's a way of imitation, of imitating Christ in his virtues and putting living a virtuous life, and then coming into union with God, which is called the unitive way. So we have the purgative, the illuminative, and the unitive, which is seen as the normal progression of a soul that comes to a conversion or a turning towards God and eventually coming to this profound union with Him. And along the way, part of our method would be to put into practice the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. And it sounds to me, correct me if I'm wrong, that the methodism that originally started was working with the poor, serving those in jail, which we consider to be one of those corporal works of mercy. I think there's eight of them that Jesus described in the New Testament, at least at the Last Judgment. I was hungry and you fed me, thirsty and you gave me drink, naked and you clothed me, in jail you visited me. So would that be how is it fair to say that the method in Methodism is kind of those corporal works of mercy?
I think if it helps a Catholic understand that, that's fine. We don't slice it that thin. But I can understand with the long tradition of Catholicism how over time it would have been detailed out like that.
I know in the medical field, you always hear it said, do no harm. Don't make things worse. Try to improve them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anything else to the method, Barry?
Oh, there's plenty. There's plenty. In the previous century, a scholar came up with a concise overview of Wesleyan theology, saying that it always begins with Scripture. And then you look back at tradition, not a local church tradition, but the ancient traditions in the early church, and then experience of the Holy Spirit as well as just a rational mind. God gave us a mind, so we might as well use it. So those four are called the Wesleyan quadrilateral, Scripture, tradition, reason, and experience. So we tend to look at the things with those lenses on.
All right, and you hear that music, and that means that we're at a super hard break because we're at the top of the hour. And you've been listening to Religion on the Line on 710 AM Radio, and you can join the conversation after the break by calling 5767710 or email us at 5767710@gmail.com.